We are back, and I want to apologize.
We are back.
Cowboys don't suck. They're just really annoying.
They're not annoying.
This guy's annoying. But all right, go ahead and make your case. I apologize.
Okay, I just don't want... my case is I just want to justify the ending of the last episode that we did.
Yeah.
Adrian unfortunately said Cowboys suck to end the podcast, which we should never do. Let's establish that now. Okay. We should never end the podcast that the Cowboys suck because Cowboys are awesome. They're America's team. Sure. They're my favorite team. And they should be your team as well.
No, they're not.
Because I don't have a team. Because I live here, hurry you're up. Hanging out with me. Okay, I'm sorry. I just America's team, go Cowboys. Whoop, whoop.
Okay, so on the last episode, last question, you asked me any acts of kindness. I realized I didn't talk about things that I've done. It wasn't by mistake. Alex just kept talking and rambling. I'm just kidding.
Well, then.
So as far as me, I'm more of a, and to recap, Alex asked me, have I been a part of or have I witnessed acts of kindness? And Alex said that, you know, people affecting people's lives through free food. And we were like, cooking for people could go a long way. And we went on about a couple other things. But as far as me, I'm more of a, hey, you dropped this kind of guy. Or like, you know, you drop money and you run up to the person. Even if it's like $100, like you run up to them and you find them. You know, because if I were in that position, I'd lose $100. I'd be, dude, I'd freaking cry myself to sleep.
I probably would feel the same.
Or when people ask for money, I'd be like, I don't have cash, but here's a bottle of water. Or I've actually delivered packages to someone putting, like, as they're putting groceries in the house from their car, like their cars, the trunk is up.
Yeah.
They're carrying heavy shit. And I'm walking up to the house to hand them a package. I'm like, oh, let me help you with that. Or like, or do you need help with the cases of water? Because they have like 3 cases of water in there and it's like an older lady or whatever.
Or, I've done that before. I've done that pretty often, actually.
Yeah. And little things like that. But here's the thing. You ask me, how do I feel when I do things for other people?
Mm-hmm.
It feels good. I'm not going to lie. But it's not, to me, it's not meant to feel like heroic or anything to me. To me, it's just normal. It feels right. But when I see someone in my party being nice, I can't help but like smile and acknowledge and bravo them, you know? I just don't expect people to bravo me at all, if that makes sense. I don't like that, like, oh, I do something nice and they're like, wow, Adrian, that was really nice. Like, no, like it was the right thing to do. Just let's just move on with our conversation. Like, I'm having a conversation with you. I see this lady that needs help. Hang on, I'll be right back. Let me go help her real quick. And you watch me the whole time and you're like, wow, what a nice thing. Like, no, I don't want any of that. I want it to be like a normal, seamless thing because it's the right thing to do.
I agree. I'm with that.
But I also can't help but acknowledge when somebody in my party does that. So I don't like getting all the bravos, but I love giving the bravos to the people doing the nice things.
I agree.
How do you feel about when you perform random acts of kindness?
I just do it and don't really care. And
right?
Whether or not, like, yeah, I did that. Acknowledge that I did that.
Not like freaking Shazam and it's like start making YouTube videos and start taking right? selfies and, oh, usually I charge $5 for that.
Not that kind of person. I wouldn't. I don't look out for attention like that. It's not me.
All right, so I believe you were going to ask me a question. Something about being pissed off for nothing.
Yeah, so I tend to overthink things a lot.
So do I.
So we both kind of have that in common. And there's so been many places, many times I find myself like, did I double check my work? Did I make sure that's okay? Did I forget to turn the stove off?
Deadpool moment? Yeah, everybody has a Deadpool moment.
Yeah, exactly. And then you realize like, oh crap, I worried for nothing. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
And then you feel that sense of relief like, oh man, I can't believe that I overthought that.
Yep. Twitch like, question.
So my question to you is how often, and can you like give me an example of a time you like overthought something completely? Like you had a Deadpool moment and yet actually you were fine. I mean, well, I know Deadpool might have left the oven on, but...
Yeah, but, like, for me, there's a lot that I can't think of right now. But, like, the main thing that comes to mind is the most recent one, when my job told me that they're moving their start time from 7:15 to 8:15. And for most people, that might not be a big deal, but for me, I work 10-hour shifts. So 7:15, 10 hours, is clocking out at 5:45, and it takes me 45 minutes to an hour to get home. And I have a son who's not even a year old yet, and I'm trying to see him as much as possible. So when I get home and it's right around that time when he's only going to be up for like another hour, and then we're going to have to put him to sleep already, it sucks as it is. And then they tell me like, oh, by the way, we're moving you from 7:15 to 8:15. So now I got to clock out at 6:45. And now I'm going to be getting home right when we put him to sleep. That sucks, dude. But at the same time, sitting down with my wife, and we just talked about it. It's like, you know what? It's not the end of the world. You know, we've had it good for the last 8 months. I've been getting home at a good time-ish. Yeah. I see him. I see my wife and my son on lunch because my routes are literally right by the house. So I just stop by every day. I've been blessed and I've been lucky. And sometimes shit just changes. And dude, but to maybe answer your question, yeah, you never know. But to answer your question, I was so pissed when I found out that they were moving us from 7:15 to 8:15.
Yeah.
For all those reasons, like I'm going to get home super late. I'm already getting home late as it is. But after talking to my wife, she just finds a way to relax me and calm me down. It's like, it's fine. We've always gone through stuff like this before. It'll be fine. It's no big deal. And
got yourself a keeper there, man.
Got myself a keeper. Your cousin, right, dude. Yep. Shout out to your cousin, my wife, Ashley. But yeah, dude, that's just one of many examples. Can't think of any right now, but that's the main one because that's the most recent one. What about you?
Mine's always had to come when it was like sports. Like I would always overthink like either my plays or either like my hamstring or my ankle injuries or something. I'm just like, man, am I going to be all right? Is it worth it? Mm-hmm. Is it really worth me being 26 years old now, still have like having these injuries and thinking about work the next day? At the same time, it's something that I enjoy doing and that I love. And then I actually go and do it and I'm like, I'm okay. Wow.
Yeah. That's okay. That's another thing of me. But yeah, go ahead.
But yeah, no, but like, that's my point. It's like, oh man, I thought all that for nothing. I've been keeping myself away from playing because I was so paranoid that something would happen to me. But turns out, I just had to
it's coming to me now.
Figure it out and do it.
Going through the same exact shit you are. But for me, I've been having like mental issues because of physical issues that have been nothing. Like I have been having anxiety for the last year because I think something's wrong with my body. Like, oh, I'm having a heart attack, or oh, I have a blood clot in my arm, or oh, I think I tore my whatever. Oh, I have this really sharp pain in my right side. You're
like holding your elbow, thinking,
and like, it caused me anxiety.
I feel like I tore my meniscus, and that's not even in the right place.
Yeah, no, that's exaggerating. But like, I have been feeling different. But I just guess that's just what happens when you turn 25. You know, like your body's just not the same as it was when you were 16. You feel like you're undefeated. You feel like a champion at 16, like you're indestructible. And now it's like you're slightly fragile and you're having like a lot more anxiety. So I guess to answer your question, like, yeah, dude, like been way overthinking this whole fake injury. Not really fake injury, because in my mind, I convinced myself like these are legit and these are real issues. And then after talking to many doctors' visits, many appointments, they're like, dude, you're fine. And it's taken me a year to understand that I'm fine. But yeah. All right, moving on to a much more fun topic than that. Not that that previous conversation was just riveting radio. But have this. So I read an article where it broke down, and I should have written down the exact amount of money that people spend on all this junk. But people spend way too much money on stuff they don't need. We're going to call them non-essentials. Most websites are calling it $18,000 a year on non-essentials. Really? Am I doing that? Yeah. So, no, like I guess up to like $18,000 for like the average size family or whatever. So I have a list of things that people spend money on for the most part, like, you know, monthly. You're going to tell me whether you would you be willing to give up this item or service?
All of it, yes.
Are you ready?
But no.
Would you be willing to give up your Amazon account of $12.99 a month?
Yes.
You'd be willing to give it up?
Mm-hmm.
you got it like 4 months ago. I've never seen you happier.
I know.
I'm just kidding. But I keep you do up. Order a lot of shit, though.
Do I?
You do.
Like what?
I come home and I'm like, oh, is that box for me or is it for Ashley? No, it says Alex.
Isn't that deceiving?
Two or three or four times.
I'm going to change my name week. To something.
Oh, I've changed your name when you're like, when before you got your Amazon account, you would ask me to buy shit for you.
Yeah.
And you send me the money. What would I say? The name? I would call you Alejandro Fernandez Felix the Third or some shit like that. Alejandro Fernandez for sure.
Oh, man.
But anyway, so you'd be able to give up Amazon or not?
Yeah, because there's this thing called Target. The alternative.
See, when I wrote this many months ago, I said, nope, I need it. But I don't use it as much as I thought I would. Also, too, because they don't have that two-hour delivery in our area. I used to use a two-hour delivery all the time. All the time.
Yeah, now, that's something I'm kind of disappointed in. Yeah, I thought that was everywhere. Here.
I don't know why. Netflix normally ranges from $9 to $16. Would you be able to give up Netflix?
Yeah.
Really?
Believe it or not, yeah. I would be able to give up Netflix because there's only one show on there right now that I'm watching. And it's actually almost over.
And after that, it's like, oh my God, what am I going to do with my life?
Yeah.
Move on to another show, or are you just going to not stop? You're just going to stop it.
Yeah.
So for me, my answer, and I wrote down, definitely already did. I use an app called TTV. Don't ask me what it is, but I can watch whatever I want, TV shows or movies, whenever I want. And
yeah,
I stream
it
using the cast.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's free. It's a free app.
But the quality isn't there.
It's 1080p, dude. I can't tell the difference between 4K and 1080p. Who freaking cares, dude?
Dude, you should. Quality.
Shut your mouth. So I already gave up that. I don't think Ashley could give it up. Can she? Actually, no, I think she would.
Well,
I taught her TTV.
Oh, wait. Are we still talking about Netflix or the streaming service?
I'll get to that later. TTV, I taught her about it. She just doesn't like using it because to her it's a hassle.
Because it is a hassle. That's my point.
I don't care. I still
don't. You have
not
to like
pay.
Find like, okay, which one's the good quality?
1080p, yeah, the streams. Yeah,
you can have 4K Ultra HD.
I'm not gonna spend. Okay, if I had the option
beautiful.
Between spending $20 on a 4K Blu-ray whatever disc with like bonus features and shit or a free 1080p version, 9 times out of 10, I'm picking the free 1080p version that I could just stream. Why am I gonna buy the DVD? So it's just gonna sit there and I'm only gonna watch it one time.
Look at my DVD collection. I barely got like 4 movies.
Anyways, would you give up restaurant visits?
Yeah, I would. Because I love cooking.
A lot of money at restaurants.
I love cooking.
Steaks. I wrote down, and you're not gonna believe me. Yes, I would give it up. I love home cooked meals. So we're on the same page there.
Why would I not believe you?
Because
you're like Mr. Krabs cheap.
I write down my answers. Just kidding. I write down my answers and I already have them here. And I wrote these a long time ago. So the fact that we almost repeated the same answers verbatim, I don't think you would have believed me. But it's right there.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
See, right? Yes, I love home cooked meals. All right.
Drink it verbatim like a bone in your body.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
I had a
That's
bad case.
It's called vertebrae.
I had a bad case of verbatim the other day. Drink cocktails. Would you be able to live your life without them? Would you be able to give them up? Forget the name. That's what it said online. But would you be able to give up alcoholic drinks when you go out?
Oh yes.
You'd be able to give up alcohol.
Yeah. After that, goddamn lie. No, after that moment.
What moment?
That one moment that I don't want to talk about. Yes.
Having that moment again right now?
No.
No. Oh, God.
Wow. I don't want to think. Oh, God. I feel it. Oh, it's gross.
I don't drink. So, of course. Would you be able to give up a takeout delivery?
Do I order a lot of stuff takeout? I would be able to get. I don't even use it.
Or like
I had. I was actually. The only time I would use it is when I lived in LA. And was
yeah, when
super
you live in
annoying.
LA, I can understand.
Yeah, like I would rather not have to go to my car, find parking, get out, get my food, come back, try and find parking again. That was the most annoying thing. Dude, you know how much money people spend on just delivery fees, taxes, and all of that shit for services like that?
I know. Dude, I was on Balboa Island yesterday. I took my family. I was just thinking, like, what if you just want Taco Bell? And you're on the island, it takes forever to get on the island, and it takes forever to get off the island because there's a bunch of one-way streets, a lot of tourism.
It's all just stores, right?
The island?
Yeah.
No, people live there. Really? There's millions and millions of dollars. Like, the houses are worth millions, dude. I took a video. I'll show you. Thank you. I took video. I'll show you later.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. It's great. It's beautiful. But, like, I'm just thinking, like, what if you just wanted Taco Bell? It's a hassle to get off and all that bullshit.
It's like living in a Texas, like
wide. Or living over like up in the hills in Pasadena, or like out in remote areas and shit. Yeah. But anyway, I'd be able to give it up. Don't need it. Not a necessity for me. I buy my lunch. I mean, I don't buy my lunch. I make my own lunch instead of buying lunch. Oh no, wait. That's the next question. I thought that was part of my answer. Okay, would you be able to give up buying instead of making lunch? Wow, I'm an idiot. Would you?
I didn't say it. You said it.
Yeah, I know. I'm an idiot. Fine. Would you be able to give up buying lunch instead of making lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Because very much.
Leftovers home.
Would very much rather use that money that I'm saving from not buying lunch
to buy Blu-rays and DVDs.
To buy Blu-rays, DVDs,
high quality
4K Ultra HD movies.
God.
You gotta understand, man. I like quality. I like being visually like entertained.
I already stopped buying lunch. I save about $200 a month. I used to spend about $10 every day on Wendy's, Chipotle, Jack in the Box,
Taco Bell, whatever. Is your lunch 4K Ultra HD?
I'll do you one better. It's 480i.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, 480. Yeah. Would you be able to give up your cable/live TV streaming services like Sling TV?
I honestly don't even use it, but I have it. You're waiting for football season. But I am waiting for football season. But actually, no. The one times I do use it is to watch New Japan Pro Wrestling,
okay,
or like All Elite Wrestling. And my brother also uses the account too.
This is what I wrote. I have, but I always end up coming back. Period. It's hard to stream live sports for free. It really is, dude. It's hard to find.
The easiest way to stream live sports
is on a computer.
I
want to watch it on a big screen TV in the living room.
Big screen TV in the living room. Speaking of, first preseason game was today.
Yeah. We forgot to check what the score was. Would you be able to give up online shopping?
No. Because
really?
There are some things in store that Amazon has that the stores don't have.
My Yahoo isn't refreshing, so I can't tell who's winning. Okay. So as much as I love going to places to see the products for myself, check it. Buying while lazy is the future, bro.
Yeah. Wally was right and accurate.
Wally has been right and accurate. Okay. Gym membership. Would you be able to give up your gym membership?
Oh, man, no. Unless I had my equipment here that I use there.
Before we started this episode, before we started answering this question, you said yes to everything. And now you're backtracking.
Okay, for the record, I didn't even know what you were going to ask. Okay. I just assumed it was going to be all the subscriptions that I have.
No, dude. Well, normal shit that people
would you
spend
consider
money on.
That a subscription?
Gym membership? Yeah, yeah. It's a monthly thing.
All right.
Would you be able to give it up?
No, I can't.
You know, for you not willing to give it up, you still look pretty chunky. I'm just kidding.
Really? Yeah, you know, you're right.
Just kidding. For me.
But I love myself, okay?
Yes, I would be able to give it up. I spent a fortune and I never went. I can do everything I need to do at home. I just choose not to. But anyway, would you be able to give up? Wait for it.
Coffee.
Oh, man, I love coffee, but I don't drink a lot of it to really, like...
Yeah, you do. You drink a cup every morning. I don't even know.
I drink half that cup.
Don Francisco.
Yeah. I drink half that cup. I don't drink a full cup.
So what do you do with it? You just toss it out the window as you're driving?
Yeah, I toss the whole thing.
Yeah.
Out the window. Yeah. No, dude.
Throw it out the pinchy window.
I click on the Keurig, the one in the middle, which is, like, half that cup.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's still a full dose of that.
You have to understand, man, that I wake up every day about 5 a.m. in the morning, take a shower.
So the answer is no. You wouldn't.
Run, I run off of 4 to 6 hours of sleep.
That's your fault.
No, it's not.
You like to go to the gym for 4 hours and kill yourself.
Okay, that's a topic for a different day. But I enjoy it. And no, I don't kill myself. I just enjoy working out.
I would totally give up coffee. Yes.
I have never seen you drink coffee.
Here's the problem. I was never a coffee drinker. And the moment I started, I developed bad anxiety. And I still put a lot of blame on that coffee that I had that morning for my Hispanic panic. Hispanic panic attack. God damn it.
Wait, did you mean to say that?
Hispanic panic?
Hispanic panic attack?
I was just going to say that Hispanic panic. No, mi tia, shout out to mi tia. She was a nurse. She calls it that. Not going to get her in trouble, but she calls it Hispanic panic. It's hilarious. no, dude. In fact, today's the 1 year anniversary of that panic attack where I had to call the fucking ambulance. Can you believe that shit? I thought I was dying. Bro. I literally thought I was dying. And I had coffee that morning. But anyway, I haven't had coffee since. I've had one cup of decaf. Felt pretty good, but I think I can live without it. Would you be able to live with bottled water? Without bottled water?
I would be able to live without it.
Yeah, right.
Because I always take the water that's out of the fridge and put it into my bottle.
Speaking of quality, my answer is yes, two words, fridge filter. But you, that's Mr. What Quality. I said.
Did you just not hear what I said? I have a water bottle that I fill up every day with that fridge quality.
But it's water. Not high quality water. It's like whatever, barely
the passes thing I consider high quality is my fizzy Boss? Water. Oh, God. I can drink any water. I don't care what it is.
All right.
Except ocean wise, should be fair.
You got any other questions? You had a question about food?
What do you think about ketchup on tacos?
Get off my podcast.
Seriously?
No. What kind of tacos are we talking about?
I'm just kidding. No. So like.
And that wasn't the food question I was talking about.
No. So my dad growing up would make just this weird concoction, abomination looking freaking type of foods.
Yeah.
He would get eggs, mayonnaise, throw some sour cream in it with paprika, and I don't know what else he did with that, but it looked disgusting, but he thought it was amazing.
Of course he did.
And then
sounds like
later on, I know, right? And then later on down the line, my sister started making like egg salad sandwiches, but it just consisted of like eggs and mayonnaise, I think. Yeah, it sounded gross.
Again, sounds like jail food.
Yeah. But like, I don't know, like what would you, like what are some crazy ass like concoctions you've made that actually turned out to be delicious?
Okay, first of all, I would never ever put ketchup on tacos to answer your first stupid question. Ever. You sound like Patrick Mahomes, who loves ketchup on his well-done steaks.
Okay, what if there were chicken tacos?
No. Anyway, so food concoctions, food abominations that most people consider gross.
Yeah, that you made at first. You were like, actually, dude, this is pretty good.
All right, so I used to work at first off Carl's Jr. And I like to call this. I never ate anything, check me out, stock off the menu. Like the way it came in the picture.
That word stock.
Yeah, stock. Just stock. Imagine like a car with no aftermarket rims, no aftermarket anything. Same thing. My food, you see like a famous star. So it consists of mayonnaise, special sauce, lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle, meat, and cheese. Whatever. That's a famous star with cheese. That's stock. The way it comes and all the ingredients it's meant to have, that's stock. I never ate anything that was stock at Carl's Jr. So when people were to ask me, how's the food there? It's a very loaded question. Because to me, it's like, I can't tell you. Because I've never had anything stock off the menu. The way I ate there, Alex, is, I might get in trouble for this years after the fact. But I don't care. So I would charge myself a spicy chicken, which was that small bun, lettuce and mayonnaise, and that piece of chicken. It would cost $1.09 at the time. And I would give myself a 50% off.
How much was that?
Don't make me do math.
Like 60 something cents?
55 cents. 54 cents. So I would charge myself that. But so my manager would be like, all right, go take your 10. I'm like, all right, I'm still working on a sandwich for this customer. But it was really a sandwich for me. So what I would do is I would grab either a seeded bun, which is a bigger bun than the small one. or the fresh baked bun, which was like that high quality one. I would get a high quality piece of chicken rather than the cheap ass spicy chicken patty.
What would be a high quality
piece of chicken? The grilled chicken
that they have. The grilled chicken? That's the high quality chicken? Yeah.
No, it's amazing. Trust me. Accepting that premise. I would grab that. I would put like a shit ton of barbecue sauce, a shit ton of like pickles, red onion, tomato, lettuce.
Pickles.
Pepper jack cheese on that bitch. Some jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
Pretty much, I'm making like this nine. Oh, I'm bacon.
Bacon.
Can't forget the bacon. Western bacon cheeseburger. pretty much, I'd make this $9 sandwich and I charge myself 50 cents for it. And so the manager would be like, don't forget to pay for whatever you're getting. All right, cool. I'd make the sandwich, wrap it, set it to the side. I would walk around to the front and I'd be like, hey, can you charge me? Yeah, sure. What do you want? Spicy chicken. Mm. All right, cool. 50%, 54 cents, pay for it. And then the order would go up on the screen and the cooks would be like, order. And then like they go and they want to make it. And I had to yell in the kitchen like, no, don't make it. I already made it. All right, cool. And then erase it off the board.
Boom. Done.
Done. That $9 sandwich I got for 50 cents. And that was one abomination. It was freaking amazing. So it's like, all that food, right?
That doesn't sound good at all. Like, what do you mean?
It's high quality chicken.
Oh my god!
Barbecue sauce, bacon, dude, pepper jack cheese.
That sounds like the biggest mess.
It was a big mess.
How did you put that? Like, did you get like a knife and fork and cut that shit and put it in your mouth? Or
did
you like
pictures? And yes, I did. Just like yes,
handle it like a man.
Another abomination. I would make my own version of chili cheese fries, but I would put like fries in the box. I put like a shit ton of buffalo sauce, cheese, and get some of that steak from the green burrito steak. So I made like carne asada fries.
God, your stomach must have been wrecked.
It was terrible. Dude, I gained like 60 pounds working there. God. I was there for like 3 years. I was gaining like 60 pounds. And I was worse because they made me shave all my facial hair. And you know me, I love my facial hair. And I love looking skinny or fit-ish. I was a fucking balloon. And I had no hair on my face.
Yo, was this something different every day? This was
before I shaved my head. Yes, something different every day. So the next day, I make myself like my own version of a Western bacon cheeseburger. I would get the more expensive fresh baked bun. I would get extra, extra, extra barbecue sauce. And instead of two onion rings, I put like four slices of bacon. I put like three slices of cheese, all the cheeses we had. I would put American cheese, two patties, and I would put pepper jack cheese and the Swiss cheese. Yeah.
Jalapenos like on that bitch. This was like a Guy Fieri burger that like.
Dude, Guy Fieri wishes this was a Guy Fieri burger. And
yes,
sometimes I'll put that $6 Angus 100% beef patty instead of the regular beef patties that we had. But anyway, another concoction. And we have 2 minutes. I also used to work at Jamba Juice. And I would make, you know those stupid gummy drinks? The white gummy, the red gummy, and the
this used to be white, my favorite red, in high school.
White, red, and blue. You know what they are? What? It's literally every scoop of sherbet and one piece of fruit. Sherbet. Yeah, so the red gummy, real quick. Red gummy.
Sherbet.
Two scoops of raspberry sherbet. One scoop of lime sherbet. One scoop of pineapple sherbet. One scoop of orange sherbet. Mixed berry juice and soy milk. And a scoop of strawberries. The blue gummy
was
lemonade and soy milk. All the sherbets. And frozen blueberries.
Damn.
And the white one was lemonade. Listen, lemonade with soy milk. All the sherbets and mangoes. And people used to love that shit. I hated it. I made my own concoctions. My own concoctions consisted of like lemonade mixed with orange juice. Damn. I put like.
I drink a lot of that.
Strawberries. I put peaches. All the sherbets. Super sugary. But it was amazing. I'll put like all the boosts in it.
Do you think that? Because I drank so many white gummies growing up, I have all these health deficiencies.
Yes. And maybe I have the same issues too because of my Carl's Jr. days and I ballooned up to 217 pounds. Damn. Thank God I'm back down to 170. I weighed myself this morning, dude, 175.
Hashtag 170 gang.
25 seconds left. 170. Oh, you're 170?
I'm 170, yeah.
Nice. I'm 175.
That's a lot of weight, man.
Nice. All right, guys. Well, this was fun.
Yes, it was.
Cowboys are okay?
Yes, they are.
We're more than okay. We're soon going to start fake betting on the NFL season, so America's watch out for that. Team. All right, guys. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Peace. Until next time. Bye.